Hello, it's Sarah Lusher here. I hope you're all keeping well. It's lovely to be able to bring you this June-July 2021 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. This month's edition has a mix of the outdoors and the broads with some interesting people mixed in. Your readers, Kim Cleave, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey have been busy recording at home. And along with our regular features and contributors, we hear about David Whiteley's return to television, the best of the Broads and its new status, and Biggles and the Swaffham connection. First though, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine, who is hoping to get out on the water, among other things.
Flaming June, and we still haven't made it onto the Broads. We were supposed to have been out for the day with our well-heeled friends, but the weather and circumstances have intervened. Over winter, they traded in their hyper-powered speedboat, as the maximum speed limit on the Broads is 6 miles an hour. It was a little bit of a sledgehammer to crack a nut. For what appears, from the pictures we've seen, to be something the size of the Queen Mary. White-coated stewards will be serving yardarms on the poop at six bells or something like that, with a bit of luck. It will be busy on the water, of course, but the joy of this wonderful network of rivers and lakes that we're blessed with is that there is always a quiet corner, a little backwater that you can slip into and enjoy the tranquil wonders on show. One of the wonders we hope not to spot is the mink. Nigel Housden's fascinating piece in the issue on this lethal invader was a real eye-opener for me. These glossy predators, descendants of escapees from fur farms decades ago, are stealthily spreading through Britain's waterways, exacting a terrible toll as they do so. A single animal can kill 500 prey in a year, a terrifying statistic. It took me back to the days of koipu eradication, a story I followed through my childhood in the pages of the EDP, as this odd-looking, destructive rodent was gradually excised from the Broads. As a cub reporter on that newspaper, I even wrote a few stories about it as the population declined to the point in 1989 when the Broads was declared koipu-free. Let's hope the mink goes the same way and soon. More entertaining animal antics on a little patch of Norfolk heartland. We are the custodians of four little chickens. The girls, rescued from a one-way trip to the pet food factory by the Wotton branch of Fresh Start for Hens, have settled in nicely. They were a bit scraggy, as any of us would be if we'd been laying an egg a day for a year or so, but are already showing their personalities. We have the boss, the clever one, the loner, and the slightly dim one. The hounds are a bit bemused, not least because these birds take no nonsense from no dog, no sir. The sight of a small chicken chasing a well-built staffy is one that lives in the memory. They have cost a fortune, though. The coop was bought for £200, and I built a run which cost about £500. The materials were only a couple of hundred. Have you seen the price of timber lately? But I crunched the hire van I collected the wood in with a bit of careless reversing. Have you seen the price of Ford Transit panels lately? The birds themselves were only a tenner. I don't begrudge them, but it means at the moment the average cost of each egg we've had is about £3.75. Oh well, it's only money.